The 20-page report about logistical issues from her manufacturer in Beijing, where Da was currently on a business trip, was giving me a headache. I had too many other things on my mind. The fight Friday night kept entering my head. Every punch, the blood that had painted the floors, my friend's blood. I dropped the papers in my hand, shut my eyes and steadied my hands on the desk, trying to force the images from my head. "You are right, bro." I pushed back in my chair, snapping my eyes open and looked at Sean. His pale blue eyes were on me as I loosened the knot of my tie. Was it hot in here? I rose to my feet, unsnapped the buttons on my vest and flung it on the couch near my desk. "Adam?" I gripped the back of my neck and came around in front of my desk. "I'm fine. And you expect me to believe that?" He tossed the foil on the stack on my desk and slumped down in the chair in front of me. I shrugged. "No, I guess not." I laughed a little. I was never good at keeping secrets from him. We were fraternal twins, and although we were nothing alike, he had a knack for reading my damn mind. "You tell Ma about Les yet?" Sean straightened his blue tie and cracked his neck, looking up at me. "No." I started fidgeting with my sleeves and rolled them to my elbows. "I don't think that's a good idea. She'll barrel straight to the hospital and give him one of her lectures. And I already gave him a mouthful." "Good. You know how dangerous fighting is." He wet his lips and his brow wrinkled. "What were you even doing there? I thought you didn't..." "Oh, I don't," I yelled. "But Les called me just before the fight. He knew he shouldn't have been fighting that prick and I tried to talk him out of it, but he's a stubborn arse." "He's lucky to be alive. Does he know that?" "I sure as hell hope so." Sean nodded. "Good. Then maybe he won't be so stupid as to set foot in another ring again." He looked back over his shoulder as a group of people started past the clear glass walls of my office and paused outside. "New interns?" His eyes found mine as he clapped his hands together and popped to his feet. "Sean..." But it was too late. He was already rushing to the door. I followed after him and stood in the doorframe, watching as he greeted the group. "How's it going, John?" I asked quietly as Sean sputtered a few words about the company, giving the little speech he gave every year. John sighed and looked over at me. "I have high hopes," he smirked, "for the most part." John was a great judge of character. Within the first week, he could ferret out at least two candidates who had no business being in the company. The interns either quit or he'd highly encourage them to rethink their chosen career. He was by no means a prick, but he was tough and he didn't fancy wasting his time with anyone who wasn't ready to work just as hard as himself. I cleared my throat a little when Sean stood in front of Anna. He held her hand between his two palms and must have said something funny because she laughed, which proved to be the sweetest noise. Damn, what was wrong with me? I still couldn't believe that she was living at Les's apartment. Les would have had a heart attack if he'd been there when Anna had come out of the bathroom in her tiny nightshirt. My eyes wandered to the stain on her chest and I tried not to crack a smile. Her embarrassment was cute, but I couldn't afford to think about what she looked like beneath her shirt. She worked for the company now, and I wasn't about to get caught up in a sexual harassment lawsuit. Still, trying to wash away the memory of that night would require extra measures. Perhaps it was time I scrolled through my phone and called up an ex of mine. "I think you should let them get back to it," I hollered to Sean, who was now at the centre of the pack of interns. Anna, however, was just in front of me. Her back was to me, and my gaze dipped down her back to her long legs. I forced my eyes down to the floor. "Stop it. Lawsuit,"